Welcome to the offices of the Basingstoke Gazette and Local IQ,
lawn.
Home of your local newspapers, in print and online. To help us direct your call, please listen carefully to the following six options. Please note that our office opening hours are from 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday, excluding bank holidays. Outside of those hours, you can leave a voicemail and the relevant team will contact you upon their return. To speak to our news team, please press 1. If you wish to...
Hello, News Desk, Kieran speaking.
Hello, I spoke on 1st August to this number. Somebody called Lola. She told me to send an email with my article, but my article is 2-3 pages. They said they'd read it and see if there's anything they can publish a part of it or anything, but I suppose it's too early to ask. Maybe they take a long time to review everything or...
Yeah, all right. Have you sent that already?
I sent it on 1st August. And...
Okay, and I believe Lola will have it. Do you want to ask something to Lola? Do you want me to connect it to her?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. One second. Let me see if she's online.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm connecting to her.
Yeah.
Hello, Lola speaking.
Hi, Lola. My name is Mohini, and I spoke to you on 1st August, and you asked me to send my article to Basingstoke Gazette, and is it time for, you said they would look at it and see if there's anything you can publish, they can help me to, you know, you can shorten it and publish it, so, but you haven't got back to me, so I'm wondering if it's too early to, because they take time or...
Yeah, no worries. So we did receive it, but unfortunately, when my editor had a look through the letter, and it's not something we are able to publish purely for legal reasons.
Exactly. Is it the names of the other parties, or is it like personal details involving other people? Is that how it is? Or, I mean, that's the main question I have, because I don't know if you can publish other people's names, anyone other than myself.
It's not necessarily other people's names that are the concern. It's to do with what you've said about your sister, which unfortunately that kind of thing in for us to publish is very it's very complicated,
right? So that's the main thing, not even the name,
probably get us in hot water,
because I said she falsely accused me and things like that. Is that not something you can publish? So otherwise the rest of it is not so bad.
In all honesty, I didn't read through the letter, because my editor usually deals with putting together the paper.
She
had a look through it, and she said it's something we wouldn't be able to use, just because of the issues that I've mentioned. I'm really sorry about that.
So what if the article was written, but that detail was left out? Because I've also alleged that she won't tell me if my father's alive or dead. So that also doesn't speak well of her. I don't know if that also does count against me. Because I need to know where exactly I'm breaking the law. And, you know, you have a policy about what you're not supposed to put in print. And so I just need to...
It's not to do with you breaking the law, or necessarily you doing anything legally wrong. It's to do with the fact that the claims that you've made, while obviously I'm not making a comment on whether they're true or not, whether are true, they would likely constitute as defamation for us, and if we were to publish them, it would then put us at the risk of legal proceedings, potentially if your sister wanted to take out any legal proceedings or anything like that, then that would put us at risk of that. So it's very complicated in terms of
so an article that is published shouldn't have some allegations against a person which would speak badly of them in general. That is not, unless it's been proved or something. You shouldn't just be making an allegation about somebody.
In general, that is the general rule. There is times where things where that cannot apply, but yes, that is generally the rule, and it certainly would be in this case.
Thank you.
No worries. I'm really sorry that we couldn't help you out more. It's just obviously we're a small paper, you know, we don't have lots of legal funds,
but you know, if you
kind of thing.
But I think if I'm telling you that I can't access my father, I assume I have to give reasons, because if I don't give reasons, then the story won't make sense, because I have to say he's living with my sister, and that's actually true. So, and she won't let me know. So if I didn't mention that, which is going to be a fishy for you to publish it, I wouldn't be able to justify what I'm saying. And that's why I thought I had to say it. But it must be a tricky issue. Because I do.
I understand that. It's just, like I said, it's just that, especially that element of it is just, it's just not something that we could touch because of the legal, potential legal issues surrounding it. I'm really, really sorry. I can't.
It's okay. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
No worries. Thanks for calling up and everything. Regardless, and I'm really sorry to hear that you're going through this. And I hope that you are able to find out the information that you're looking for. And I'm really sorry that we couldn't help more.
Oh, thank you.
I will say there are some groups on Facebook, like in the Basingstoke area, if you have a look. I'm not sure if you have Facebook or
I have, yes. I don't use it often, but I do have,
but you might be able to ask on there if you look for kind of relevant Facebook groups in Tadley or the wider Basingstoke area, if anyone knows what happened to your dad. I think you can also publish on there as an anonymous member if you don't want your name on those groups. I'm not saying that as a
you mean
a,
they're just
person, support my professional people. Courtesy, I'm just trying to say that as a like a person, just to try and see if I can help you out a little bit.
So you feel a newspaper cannot publish something unless it's, you know, if it gets you into a slander case or something, but if it's a group of people, they can publish it on a private bulletin or something. Is that what you're saying? That if it's not a newspaper, it might not be liable to any kind of.
Well, it honestly depends, because you can still be liable. So I would maybe, you know, I would just leave to make sure you're the safest you can be and avoid any kind of backlash legally, I would just tell people that you're looking for your father and you don't know what's happened to him. And I think people would be more than happy to help you out without you giving that background. I understand that obviously that it's kind of the reason behind why you're asking. Want to make sure that you're not getting in any hot water. I would really
I won't get in hot water because I'm I'm telling the truth and they can't actually do anything to me, but I think the paper has to work by certain rules. I'm not going to get into hot water by saying she's not letting me know if my father's alive or dead, because that's the truth. But I think they don't publish.
I just wanted to stress that it's not a matter of us or myself not believing you or anything like that. It simply comes down to that we, as a newspaper, we have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of laws we have to abide by, and like codes we have to abide by, and you know, we study law, that kind of thing. So to make sure that we're not publishing anything that could harm us or anyone else legally, and that it's not a matter of belief or anything like that. I just want to stress that, to say that it's not like us not believing you or anything.
Okay, thanks.
No worries. And like I said, I'm really, really sorry. I couldn't help more, but I hope you can find out the information you're looking for.
Thanks. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.